Hey, welcome. This lesson is called First Drop Layout Basics in Ableton. If you've got a beat and bass idea and you want it to hit in a club or sound tight on headphones, this is for you. We're focusing on a practical, repeatable workflow to get a punchy 16 to 32 bar first drop in drum and bass. Think rolling, darker, jungle-leaning DNB. I'll walk you through setup, drums, dual bass routing, arrangement moves, transitions, common mistakes, and a short practice session you can finish in under an hour. Let's get heavy. Lesson goals. By the end of this audio lesson, you'll have a clear plan to build a 16-bar first drop at 174 BPM, with a solid drum bus, a clean sub plus distorted mid-bass, a stab or small hook, and a handful of transitions, risers, snare rolls, and a half-bar cut, plus basic mixing choices so it punches without sounding muddy. Quick project setup. Start here. First thing, set the tempo to 174 BPM. DNB commonly lives between 170 and 176, and 174 is a great sweet spot. Create and color these groups and tracks in arrangement view so you can scan the project at a glance. A drum group with dedicated kick, snare, breaks, and perk tracks. A bass group with sub and mid bass tracks. A synths or hook group for stabs and atmos, and three returns for reverb, delay, and a riser FX. Add locators for intro, build, and drop one so you always know where you are. Drum backbone. Make it punchy. Load a drum rock on a MIDI track for your program drums. For breaks, drag an Amen or Funk sample into Sampler and slice it, or drop it on an audio track and warp it to 174 BPM in Beats or Complex Pro mode. Chop it into 1/16 patterns or slice by transients and rebuild your groove. Play snare power on Beats 2 and 4, and choose a kick that has a click and low body so the kick and sub can coexist. Route all drum elements into a drum group. On the drum group, put an EQA to high-pass everything below about 20 to 30 Hz, and then find where the body of your kick sits. A small boost around 100 to 200 Hz sometimes helps. Add glue compressor for bus glue, ratio around 4 to 1. Medium attack and a shortish release, just to bring the kit together. Parallel compression is essential. Duplicate the drum group or create a drum send. Overdrive that parallel chain with saturator into a heavy compressor. Drop the level and blend back under the dry drum to get weight without killing transients. Bass design and routing. Dual approach. Make a sub using operator or wavitable. Keep it pure. Assign oscillator, low pass filtered around 200 Hz. EQ everything above 120 to 150 Hz away. That track should be mono. Use utility to collapse width. For the mid bass or growl, use wavitable or sampler with a more aggressive oscillator and a distortion chain. Saturator, maybe redux for subtle bit crush, and EQ8 to carve where the growl sits. Route both into a bass group. On the bass group, you can place multiband dynamics where a compressor to tame mids and glue compressor lightly to glue the two layers. Sidechain the bass to the kick. This audio version is shortened for playback.